Gonach Sheesh for being here with us today. You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Well, education is no longer a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. In the Juneau School District, there are several optional programs, and currently those programs are recruiting students for the coming school year. Yesterday, we heard about the Thlinkit Culture, Language, and Literacy program at Harborview, and today we have a chance to find out more about the Montessori Borealis School and the Juneau Community Charter School program, and we'll start off, I think, with the charter school program. We have Adriana Northcutt. She's the principal at the Juneau Community Charter School, and she also oversees the Home Bridge program, which we'll talk about at some point. And we also have Steve Morley. He is a science teacher in the middle school with Juneau Community Charter School. And maybe, you know, a lot of people wonder, what is it about charter schools? Because, you know, they are competitive. You have to lottery into them. But what is it that they're so highly regarded? And we'll start with you, Adriana.
Yeah, thanks, Rhonda, for having us. We're excited to be here representing our wonderful program. Yeah, I would say some highlights to the Juneau Community Charter is our student-to-teacher ratio. We are able to keep a really small class size, which allows for a lot of really invaluable relationship building within our community, not only with our students and staff, but with our families. We really emphasize having our families be part of our community and coming into the classroom when they're available to come support small group learning, different activities, bringing in things that they really enjoy doing into the classroom and being part of our teaching model. And so there's a lot of opportunity for our families, whether they have that can come into the classroom, or we also have a lot of things that we can send home for our families to help contribute to our community as well, which is really important because we know, as you mentioned, it's not all size fits all. And so we want to make sure that we're meeting the needs of all of our learners and all of our families.
So what kind of parents might not find your program for them? Because sometimes you get into these programs and you discover, oh, it's not for me. It's a great program, but not for our family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great question. So Steve, please jump in from the middle school perspective of some of your thoughts on that piece. I would say for, because we are a K-8 program, and so we run a blended classroom. So we have a K-1, a 2-3, a 4-5, and then our middle schools all together 6-7-8. So if a family is really looking kind of for that ability to have their student just in one cohort with one grade level, then our school probably wouldn't be the best fit for their learner, because that is our model. Is we really lean on kind of those older students to help model some not only academic but behaviors, and then our younger students, you know, have the opportunity to meet them where they are, but also can really challenge them when they're blended with some of those older students as well. Steve, do you have any input on some things?
Yeah, I would agree with you. The 6-7-8 middle school, we mix the kids all the time. And so if you're looking for just a sixth grade, straight six, then that would be not what you'd look for us. But you know, I think most people can find something that they like at the charter school, because we're just looking for families that are interested in having their kids grow and learn. And I think that's pretty much everybody. Everybody wants their child to be successful. Everybody wants their child to be emotionally competent and socially competent, and also just good at math and reading and getting to know what Juno's like. So I'm not sure that there is really a parent who wouldn't want their kid at the charter school. I think there's something here for everybody.
Well, I think sometimes parents, you know, for example, it sounds like from looking at your website that there's a lot of parent involvement in your school, probably more than in other schools. So some parents might not have the time for that. I mean, how much of a commitment are you expecting with the parents?
Yeah, so it isn't actually, we can't require a commitment. You know, that's not really something we can do, but we're just looking to get as much involvement as we can get from each parent. And if parents aren't able to commit, then there's other ways to help out. There's other ways to help out on the weekends, or there's ways to help out after the workday. So there's always something that, I mean, everybody can bring something to the table. It's not, that really hasn't been an issue.
So Adriana, as a principal, what's it like to have parent involvement? Because I understand that the structure of your school is a little bit different than some of the others in the district.
Yeah, I would say that there's kind of our like kind of governance of our school is really different compared to the rest of the district. We have what we call the APC. And the APC is a group of our parents, our academic policy committee, that collaborate with myself. And then we have a teacher that rotates through our meetings every month as a representative for the teaching staff. And so our policy committee is very influential in kind of big decisions that we make in the school, specifically to our kind of curriculum that we choose to use in regards to how we approach the standards for the K-8, you know, supporting our learners. And so that is a piece of kind of the puzzle that is really different from a lot of the other schools. And so it's, you know, it's a partnership. It's something that is really important and valuable, because I think our families have the acknowledgement of like truly having influence on some of the decisions that we make in the school. And we are a small school, so we can have the opportunity to have some of those really meaningful conversations that, you know, are harder to have when you have a big school, because there's just so many things that you're managing and so many people that you're managing often. So it's nice. And our staff really have a huge influence on the things that we're doing in our school, but it's really driven by our students. So it's very often that we're like serving our students and finding out like, what are some things that you guys want? What are some things that we should bring into the school? Some great examples that I can let Steve talk about is like our middle school. We run like our exploratories are driven by student interest. And so we don't have kind of like maybe what most people would consider standard exploratories at middle school, because our students said, hey, we want to do some different stuff. And so we reach out to the community and we find people that have that skill set and we bring them in. And we say, hey, can you run sign language? Can you run Spanish? Can you run technology? So it's been really fun. And it allows us to have that flexibility to explore and meet the needs of our learners and our families in a lot easier way, I think, than if you're trying to manage a lot of different things in a bigger school.
Well, Steve, I'm sorry. I was just going to ask you, Steve, I imagine that when you have families involved in sort of a tight-knit group, that it kind of creates a community. And I imagine in these days and times, it's hard for families to have those kind of relationships that maybe the school gives them an opportunity to have.
Yeah, that's our goal. I mean, that is our mission, you know, our vision is to have a school that is nurturing community and, you know, the love of learning. So that's our whole deal. Another way that parents can volunteer to be a part of the community is they can help teach exploratory. So sometimes students will recruit their parents or recruit somebody else's parent, you know, or an expert in the community who can come in and teach an exploratory class. And so that's another way that parents get involved, or they help out with the after school clubs. You know, oftentimes we don't have enough coverage for different things, or parents are just really interested in, you know, cross country, for example. And so we'll have parents who show up consistently to run with the team, and it's a small team, and so the parents have a bigger influence over how things are going. So it's a lot of fun working at the school.
So, Steve, when you work with the kids, kind of give me a sense of what a day in the life of a middle school student is in your program.
Well, we do math and science math and language arts in the morning, just like most schools try to do, and we have science and social studies blocks in the afternoon. But then in the middle, we have sometimes exploratory classes, or we have PE with Dirk Miller, who he comes over from Gastineau. And then Fridays are very, very open. We try to keep those really open to doing writers workshops or makerspace stuff. Or in the past, we've done all school centers. We've done whole school sing-along time. We've done, I mean, there's quite a variety. And then afternoons on Fridays, it's always some kind of a field trip. That's been our schedule this year, at least.
So Adriana, what's the day in a life of a young child in the program?
Yeah, I would say, just like Steve said, in most schools, you're trying to hit those like kind of more intensive academics that take a lot of the energy from their little bodies and their little brains in the mornings. We do a lot of our literacy or math in the mornings. Similar, we try to integrate in movement. We try to integrate art, kind of hands-on learning throughout the day. And so that's part, it's integrated into a lot of what we do. Another big piece to charter that people, a lot of families like, is we do have a longer lunch and a longer chunk of recess all at one time. So our learners get a full hour. So they get a full 30 minutes to eat and then a full 30 minutes or 30 to 40 minutes for recess. And so that allows them a little more time to kind of get that break in the middle of the day to replenish and reset their bodies to keep learning for the rest of the day. We're at a place now too, we're starting to do a lot more integration, K through eight. So we're having, like today, it was pretty neat. We had our middle schoolers present to our 4-5 team about projects that they've been working on for Women's History Month. Then we do reading buddies. So we have our older kids go down and read with our younger kids. And so we're starting to, be able to do a lot more of that kind of mentoring and support that's really foundational to charter that, with COVID, we had to kind of, step away just to be safe and keep everyone healthy. And now we're able to start integrating those things back in. So we're really excited. This spring is starting to look really different and kind of feel a little more, more of that sense of community that we have been definitely missing. It's a lot of that modeling and integrating with the older kids too is something that we're looking forward to bringing back into the community charter school.
In wrapping things up, I understand that there is a chance for parents to come to a meeting and learn more. You want to tell us about that before we go?
Yeah, thanks. We actually just had our open house last night, but we are an open door school. So any families that are interested, the lottery is still open through the 22nd. So you can go on to the JSD website and you can find the lottery information there and apply. But if you want to come check out our school or meet our teachers, all you got to do is stop on in, stop at the school. You can do a tour. You can come check out classes while they're rolling. Come meet the staff, do a walk around. We love having visitors where everyone's like, oh, is it going to disrupt? We're like, we always have people in our school. There's always adults in our classroom. So it's not going to feel any different than it does any other day. So stop on in, come check it out, come meet our staff, ask all the questions. We can connect you with families that are current charter families. If you have other questions that you just want some insight from our families, they're always happy to provide that insight. So come on down. We are housed in JDHS in the bottom floor. So you would just park up in the main JDHS parking lot and just walk down the main stairwell and you'll walk right into our office. You'll meet Tanya or Sabrina, our office staff, and they will take you around and introduce you to everybody.
All righty. Well, we want to talk about the Montessori program up next. So, we could talk all day. It sounds like just a wonderful program and would love to learn more about the philosophy behind it. But joining us just now, we've had Adriana Northcutt. She is the principal at the Juneau Community Charter School. And Steve Morley teaches science in the middle school. Thanks to both of you for joining us and sharing about your programs.
Yeah, thanks for having us.